Frederick Ye stands on a quiet beach on China's southernmost province of Hainan, cradling a hawksbill sea turtle. The turtle fell ill after eating a plastic bag. Frederick and other members of the organization he founded, Sea Turtles 911, have been nursing it back to health for the past 2 months, in preparation for its release back into the wild. About 20 volunteers, Chinese and Western ecotourists, stand in two lines, creating a corridor that leads to the water. Frederick hands the turtle to a 4-year-old boy from Shanghai, who walks carefully towards the water and releases the turtle into the gently lapping waves. The turtle swims out to sea to the cheers of everyone watching. Rescuing, nursing, and releasing injured sea turtles are just one area of Frederick's current conservation efforts. He's dedicated the past 5 years of his life to the protection of this endangered species through work at his floating turtle hospital, collaboration with police to monitor poaching, and ongoing education in local schools and communities. But not long ago, his life was on an entirely different path. He was born in Hainan, but moved to the USA when he was 10. He has a degree in biomedical engineering from Johns Hopkins University and had plans for a research career in the US. That plan changed during what was supposed to be a short trip back to Hainan to visit family in 2007.
Sea turtles are very dear to me. They're very special to me because I remember them growing up in Hainan, and I'd see the hatchlings and they would be crawling out of the sand and back into the waters here. And the fact that the adults don't come up on the beach, and you know, means that they aren't nesting here anymore, and it means the local population here is basically extinct. I was really shocked to find that people were just selling the turtles and no one was doing anything about it.
The turtles here face many threats. They are injured by fishing nets and pollution and poached for their meat, eggs, and shells, all of which can offer enticing profits to otherwise struggling fishermen.
The main source of demand is from tourists coming to Hainan. They buy the jewelry made from tortoise shell of the hawksbill sea turtle. There's also a medicinal aspect to it. Asian medicine believes that hawksbill shell has healing properties, and some people believe it is a sign of health and longevity.
While the value of the shells is rooted in ancient Chinese tradition, the value of the turtle meat comes from modern China's increasingly rich upper class, eager to show off their wealth.
Sea turtles are the most expensive seafood on the menu. It gives people face and reputation to be able to order something so expensive and highly prized.
Sales of sea turtle meat and products are illegal here, but continue in many areas. Near the crowded tourist beach Dadonghai, shoppers can find sea turtle shell products among selections of pearls and coral. Frederick hopes to tackle the market for sea turtles by educating consumers and suppliers, like Mr. Ma, a local fish farmer. He says he does not sell sea turtles, but he can understand the temptation for other people. Sea turtles can sell for up to 3,000 yuan, about 350 euros or 470 US dollars each.
When I was a child in the 1960s, we would eat the turtle meat. But times have changed, and so have our ideas. Sea turtles 911 have done well. We want to protect the turtles now, and most people don't sell them illegally, but some still do.
Mr. Ma says the water conditions at the floating village of fish farmers are declining every year, and there needs to be a complete change in attitudes to fishing.
There's more pollution in the water and life is more expensive now, so some families sell the turtles secretly to get by.
Frederick is aware of these economic aspects and has been working closely with the community for a new future across the generations.
You can't just come in as an outsider and tell them what to do. If you live amongst them, you know, they see you as part of them, as their family. And living amongst them, everyone now knows these turtles are a protected species in a dead-end market.
The next step is to help the community develop ways to earn money in other, more sustainable areas. But that will take time. For now, he hopes his organization, Sea Turtles 911, can help revive Hainan's struggling sea turtle population and one by one guide them safely back into the sea. For Deutsche Welle, I'm Jennifer Dunn in Hainan, China.